Okay, so thank you all very much for having me. It's very inspiring to me always. I've had the opportunity to do this in a few contexts in New York, and this is my first chance in, this is in Los Angeles, right?
No, it is.
It is Los Angeles? Okay, in Los Angeles.
It's the city of Los Angeles.
Okay, so this is my first chance in California, or on the West Coast, to come to a workplace and speak. I've done it in New York, in workplaces or on Zoom also. It's the most inspiring thing to me for people who are busy all day with jobs and take a moment to learn it all day. Some people I've seen do it for 5 minutes. Some people I've seen do it for an hour. Here it's right in the middle, so that's, I guess, good, average. but it's a really, really beautiful thing to see and to participate in, and I'm very honored. Thank you to Johnny for inviting me and Ari for hosting and for everyone for joining. It's a big privilege. I wanted to talk about briefly, a short shiur. It is a shiur, so it will be, real learning in the middle of our day. But I want to talk about briefly is the concept of learning, Torah, which is what we're doing here and what I've been brought to Los Angeles to try to generate more of. I want to talk about learning Torah on a day that's coming up pretty soon, which is Tisha B'Av, which we know is a unique type of day. Tisha B'Av is full of contradictions, full of steros. It's a very strange sort of day. Most prominently, Tisha B'Av is a day of Avelis. It's a day of mourning. Something we had a chance to talk about at the Statman home this week. It's a day of mourning, a deep, deep, painful Avelis. On the other hand, it's Vikar Alai Moed. It's supposed to be some sort of Yontif. It's supposed to be some sort of, and it's supposed to even turn into a real Yontif in the future. So there's like a contradiction in the nature of the day in and of itself. The other contradiction that you see is not in the halacha, not in the Gemara, but it's in the practice of people. What do I mean? We know, we'll talk about it soon, that there's an Isser, there's a prohibition against learning Torah on Tisha B'Av, correct? You're supposed to, and you have to learn Torah every single day of the year. Tisha B'Av is the exception. One of the signs of Avelis is that we cannot learn Torah. And yet, I would wager that if you ask the analysts on yutorah.org or torahanytime.com, or what are they? Never used it.
Never.
Yeah, I don't know. Okay, either way. We'll stick with yutorah.
.com, that was the question.
It's dot something. .com, there you go. So torahanytime.com, or ask any Rav or Rebbetzin, what is the day where people learn the most in the entire year? The answer will always resoundingly be Tisha B'Av. Everyone listens to 10 drushas introducing Eicha at night. And everyone calls into 10 different keynotes and zooms into all the webcasts of the different keynotes, and then they go to a shiur in the afternoon. Why? There's nothing else to do. Half the people are working, half the people are not. Okay, fine, but even if you're working, it's hard to work a full day. The whole morning is a little bit different, and the whole afternoon is a little bit shot from being tired. It's a day full of Talmud Torah. And that is an ironic, seemingly contradictory behavior, because the halacha says that you may not learn on Tisha B'Av, and yet so much learning takes place on Tisha B'Av. So we know that there are answers to that question in terms of what you're allowed to learn, what you're not allowed to learn. But just in terms of the essence of the day, I wanted to explore the halacha and then see how really that minug, that practice, is not only appropriate and acceptable, but actually it really touches on the nature of the day as a whole and speaks to the meaning that we're supposed to take from the day as a whole as well. So the Gemara in Maseches Tainis and Daf Lamed, the end of the Masechta, tells us very clearly that it's Asur to learn Torah on Tisha B'Av. That's the source for the din. The Shulchan Aruch quotes this in Aruch Chaim Siman Tav Kof Nun Dalet. There the Shulchan Aruch says it's Asur to learn Torah on Tisha B'Av, and he delineates the different types of learning. You can't learn Psukim, you can't learn Gemara, you can't learn Mishnah, you can't learn Agadata, you can't learn any type of learning on Tisha B'Av. That's what the Shulchan Aruch paskins. Why not? Why can't you learn Torah on Tisha B'Av? So the Shulchan Aruch offers a reason. It seems like he's quoting the Gemara, because the Gemara does have this reason, but we'll see soon, not everyone agrees that this Gemara means it. But he quotes the Pasuk in Tehillim, which says, P'kudei Hashem Yesharim Misam Chelev, which means that the laws of God, learning Hashem's Torah, is Yesharim, is straight, Misam Chelev. What does that mean, Misam Chelev? Makes a person happy, makes a person joyful. It is very enjoyable to learn Torah. Now, the first kasha everyone has is it? Is it really so enjoyable to learn Torah? True. It's not always so enjoyable to learn Torah. Sometimes it is challenging to learn Torah. Sometimes it's frustrating to learn Torah. Sometimes it's boring to learn Torah. It sort of depends on what you're learning and who you're learning it from and who you're learning it with. All of those things are true. But everyone could agree on the following. When a person taps into Torah, when a person hears a Devar Torah that he understands, when a person spends time on a Gemara and breaks their teeth on it and finally sees, oh, that's what Abaye was trying to say. Oh, that's what Tosfos was trying to tell me. Oh, that's the question, that's the answer. That's the Ramban al Torah, what he means, the deeper meaning. When you really get into the weeds and you finally come out on top understanding the sugya, everyone agrees that's Misam Chelev. It's a great feeling of accomplishment. And it's a mitzvah. It's a simchas mitzvah to have learned Torah and be mekayim that mitzvah. Everyone feels some level of simcha once they reach that goal, and says the Shulchan Aruch, halacha lemaisa, that we have to realize that Torah is supposed to be a happy, exciting, enjoyable experience. And because of that, it clashes with the day of Tisha B'Av. So a person can't learn Torah on Tisha B'Av. Why? By the way, I say can't from New York, but since I came here, I try to say can't like you guys. Do you notice that?
I didn't notice that.
Okay. Let me try it one more time. You can't learn Torah on Tisha B'Av. That's how I would say it. Instead, I said you can't learn Torah on Tisha B'Av.
I'm hearing something different. I can't
I live on Canfield, not Canfield. All right. I'm gonna figure it out as I go, but I'm trying to fit in. You guys can say y'all, right?
Using English
instead of Texas. Yeah, this isn't a y'all type of place. All right. Either way, so you can't learn Torah on Tisha B'Av. Why? Because of exactly what the Shulchan Aruch just told us. Pekudei Hashem Yisharam Misam Chelev. And the fact is, the Gemara does say Pekudei Hashem Yisharam Misam Chelev, which is a reason why, in a certain format, Torah can't be learned on Tisha B'Av. Not clear exactly what the Gemara means, but it seems as much. That's what the Gemara says. There's an interesting machlokas in the Gemara between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Yehuda, whether you can't learn any type of Torah, or what about the following? Let's say you're learning a new sugya. You've never learned it before. You're opening up Mesechas Zvachim, and Kutchim. Unless you're doing Daf Yomi, and unless you're in Kolel, you haven't touched Zvachim. Okay, there you go. Unless you've been in those... So that was my last couple years of learning. We were learning Kutchim also, but most people don't touch Kutchim unless they absolutely have to. So now you say, on Tisha B'Av, I'm going to sit down and learn Kutchim. I'm going to learn Zvachim. Is that permissible? So the Tanakham says, yeah. Why is that permissible? That's really hard. You don't know. It's a new thing. You don't know what you're learning, and you're breaking your teeth. That's not enjoyable. That's really difficult. And the Rabbanim say, no. The Rabbanim argue. The Chum say, nah. Once, this is how the Taz explains it, once you understand the sugya, then you're going to get a geshmak. Then you're going to enjoy it. Then you'll have the concept down and you'll feel mesam chelev. True, it's difficult in the beginning, but all Torah is like that. It's challenging and it's a daunting task, but when you take it on and when you accomplish, you feel really great about yourself. So really, lahalacha we pass, and there's no difference whether it's new stuff or you're reviewing, but it all speaks to that same reasoning of the whole purpose of the Isser of Talmud Torah and Tisha B'Av is to not have that extra enjoyment of Talmud Torah on the day of sadness. That's what the Shulchan Aruch quotes for us in the Gemara in Tainus and Daf Lamed. However, the Maharsha, in his commentary on that Gemara, disagrees. He says the Gemara does not mean to say that the reason for the Isser, the prohibition against learning Torah and Tisha B'Av, is based on the pasuk of Pekudei Hashem Yisharam Misam Chelev. He says it's based on something else entirely. He says the reason why you can't learn Torah and Tisha B'Av is because of what? What are we supposed to be doing on Tisha B'Av?
Concentrating on this.
Exactly. And what happens if you learn?
You don't think about it.
You're distracted, right? It diverts your attention to something else. Again, no matter how much you like learning or don't like learning, if you're trying to focus on doing tshuva and noticing what you've done wrong and why the Beis HaMikdash isn't here and what it means to not have a Beis HaMikdash, and then you're all of a sudden getting involved in a Maseches Sukkah, or you're getting involved in a Chumash Rashi, or you're getting involved in some other sugya, your attention leaves the Avelis. You're supposed to be, exactly, you're supposed to be focused, you're supposed to be an Avelis, and this detracts from the focus of the day. Says the Maharsha, that's the reason for the Isser of Talmud Torah, not because it's exciting or enjoyable or anything like that. Even if it was boring, if it took your mind off of the day's mitzvah, that's the problem of learning.
By regular Avelis, like you're not allowed to learn?
Correct.
The reasoning is not...
Excellent, excellent. So the answer to your first question is yes. The answer to the second question is not clear. The answer to your first question is yes. The Gemara in Ma'akatan says that an Avel cannot learn because the Pasuk says, Hey Anik Dom, that when a person is an Avel, they're supposed to be silent. They're not supposed to say anything. It doesn't mean they can't talk. It doesn't mean they take a Tanis Dibor. It does mean two things. They shouldn't be greeting each other, meaning you shouldn't greet an Avel. Hi, how are you? Shalom Aleichem. You're not supposed to say that to an Avel. Secondly, it also means that there's an Isser of Talmud Torah. So yes, in Avelis there's an Isser of Talmud Torah. Whether or not it's the exact same definition of Isser Talmud Torah, or whether there are exceptions that apply by one or the other, that's a longer discussion. So that's because there are separate sources, like you pointed out, that's why there's a potential for nafkamina, so it's worth discussing another time, for sure, if I get invited back.
Shouldn't it be the same thing, that you can learn something hard...
Wait, why are you laughing?
Exactly. You learn something hard, isn't that requiring more of your attention?
Right, yeah. So it makes it even worse. Right. It makes it even worse, correct. Yeah, so that's an interesting question, the Gemara, why that would be very interesting. I like that a lot. So the Maharsha says that the reason is, again, not the happiness, but sort of the distraction from what you're supposed to be focusing on during that day. Based on this, there may be a nafkamini that Achrom talk about, the possible nafkamina practical difference, lehalacha. Very interesting. What about women? Do women have an isser of Talmud Torah and Tisha B'Av? So let's break it down. Do women have a mitzvah of Tisha B'Av in general? Yeah, sure, they have to mourn, they have to fast, right? All of those things apply to them. So according to the Maharsha, if the reason for learning on Tisha B'Av being prohibited is because you can't detract from the day, should women also have an isser to learn on Tisha B'Av?
Yes.
Absolutely, because they're supposed to be focusing on mourning. The learning will take their attention away. What if the issue of learning on Tisha B'Av is that it causes great simcha? Do women also have that prohibition on Tisha B'Av? So your initial reaction might be the opposite. Might be, what do you mean? They're learning, we're learning, what's the difference? But some of the poskim discuss the possibility that maybe women have a less concentrated form of simcha when they're learning Torah. Not because they can't understand as well as us, not because they can't learn the same things necessarily, but because they're not mitzuvim, they're not mechuyev, they're not obligated to learn that Torah. There's an added dimension of simcha when a person is mekayim the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Women might get a kiyum of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, but they're not really obligated the same level as men in learning everything that men are obligated to learn. So because of that, maybe there's not the highest level of Pehudei Hashem Yishar Mitzam Chilev, and women would therefore, according to that reason, be allowed to learn on Tisha B'Av. Happens to be Rav Ephraim Greenblatt, his Rav Ephraim Chilek Beis, he rejects this. And he says women are also prohibited in Talmud Torah on Tisha B'Av. And he says, why? Because they also enjoy learning Torah. It's an intellectual enjoyment. There's a kiyum of the mitzvah, even though they're not necessarily obligated. And it doesn't matter levels or comparisons between men and women. The point is everyone gets a gishmak when they understand Torah and when they feel closer to the word of Hashem through his Torah. So women, men, across the board, it's usher to learn on Tisha B'Av. In fact, the halacha is that tinokos shel beis rabam, even little kids, are not supposed to learn on Tisha B'Av, either because the kids aren't supposed to learn or because the teachers can't teach them. But either way, no one's really supposed to be learning on Tisha B'Av. Fine. That is what the Gemara and the Psak Halacha of the Shulchan Aruch is. The truth is it gets extended a little bit further. The Halacha is, the Rama quotes this in Simen Tavkof Nun Gimel, the previous Simen, that a person not only can't learn on Tisha B'Av, but also cannot learn on
Erev
Tisha B'Av after Chatzos. Now, that is a fascinating Chumrah, because I don't understand. Are you allowed to eat on Erev Tisha B'Av after Chatzos? Are you allowed to wash your hands? Are you allowed to sit on a chair? You're allowed to do everything. There's no avelus. So why only this iser of not learning applies in Erev Tisha B'Av? Like, what does that do with anything? There's no avelus yet. So my Rebbe, Rav Shechter Shlita, he quotes from Eksav Sofer, who quotes from the Chsam Sofer, his father, who has a brilliant explanation. Listen to this. What happens if a person's learning a sugya on Erev Tisha B'Av after Chatzos? It's 12:30, it's 1:30, it's 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and you sit down and learn a gishmaka, give me something that you like to learn. Oh gosh, I didn't expect silence on that. That's terrible. Okay, gishmaka ktsosach.
The halachas of hefsek.
Okay, fine.
That's
Hilchos brachos. You sit down for hilchos brachos. Okay, fine. Hilchos brachos. And hefsek would be a good example of what we just experienced. So you sit down for hilchos brachos. You love hilchos brachos. And you learn a sugya. And you say, I'm going to stop learning by the time Tisha B'Av comes around. No problem. Erev Tisha B'Av, 5 minutes before shkia, you close the sefer. I can't learn anymore in a minute. And you head to shul. What's going to happen for the first hour and a half of Tisha B'Av?
Mulling it over.
Oh, that was a gishmak tosis. Oh, that was a great Shulchan Aruch. You're thinking in your head about all the things you learned a couple hours ago. So it's not that you can't learn on Erev Tisha B'Av because there's a problem on that day, but it's going to carry over. It's going to keep you thinking about the learning into Tisha B'Av. You're not allowed to learn on Tisha B'Av. So learning on Erev Tisha B'Av is a problem of really learning on Tisha B'Av, but there's no inherent issue of learning on Tisha B'Av itself, which is why, of course, we'll talk about it more soon, but you're allowed to learn what we call Dvarim Harayim. You're allowed to learn depressing halachos and gemaras and agadata on Erev Tisha B'Av, because you're allowed to learn those things on Tisha B'Av itself. You're allowed to read Eicha, you're allowed to learn
like
Kinos.
Gishmak and learning thing, though, wouldn't you still get that even if the topic itself...
So we'll talk about that soon. But that is a good question. So because of that, you'd be allowed to learn Dvarim Haram and Erev Tisha B'Av, but not Dvarim Tovim, so to speak, not enjoyable. The Ramah has an even bigger whopper of a Chiddush that he says, not only can't you learn Torah on Erev Tisha B'Av after Chatzos, even a year like this, which is, by the way, almost every year, when Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos or Sunday, so Erev Tisha B'Av is on Shabbos, you still can't learn that afternoon, even though it's Shabbos. There's definitely no Avelos on Shabbos, so what is the Ramah talking about? But according to what you said, it makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
It has nothing to do with today. Today is not avelus, 100%. But if you learn now, it's going to be on your mind going into Tisha B'Av, and that's a problem. Says the Rama, you have to avoid it. Now, this is a chumrah, and it's a chumrah on top of a chumrah, because Erev Tisha B'Av is a chumrah, and then learning on Erev Tisha B'Av, that's Chal Dios B'Shabbos, is on top of that a chumrah. So a lot of the poskim, the Mishnah Berurah quotes this on the spot, a lot of the poskim reject this. The Vilna Gaon says, a chumrah al gabi chumrah. Hey, adding, people need to learn. We got to have something to do. What are we going to do on Erev Tisha B'Av otherwise? Are we going to sleep? We can't do much, so we should be allowed to learn. Some of the poskim went as far as saying that if they had the power, Luidim Stafina, if they weren't fearful, the Maimar Mordechai says this, if I wasn't so scared to be Mvata Halacha, it's in the Gemara and in Shulchan Aruch, I would say we should be allowed to learn on Tisha B'Av itself. Why? Because what's the alternative? What do people do when they're not learning? They mourn and they do tshuva? They take a nap. They schmooze, they hang out, they have a good time. The better off we should be learning on Tisha B'Av. Okay, so you can't change the halach entirely, but at least if it's Erev Tisha B'Av or it's Erev Tisha B'Av Shalais B'Shabbos, for sure, a lot of the poskim are certainly makel on that halacha. They say, I saw in the Sefer Das Notev a bunch of years ago, which collects psakim of Rav Chaim Kanievsky's Zatzal. So they quoted there that he heard from Rav Elia Duzhnitzer, who was the Rosh Yeshiva and the Mashgiach in Yeshivat Petach Tikva, that when he was learning in Radin, who was the Rosh Yeshiva in Radin? the Chavetz Chaim, exactly. When he was learning in Radin, the Chavetz Chaim used to hang a sign in the Beis Medrash on Erev Tishbav and say, if anyone feels it's too difficult to stop learning at Chatzos, you can continue to learn. I'll be Mekel. I mean, the Mishnah Berurah in practice was Mikkel. They say a story that the Meir Simcha Kohen of Dvinsk, who was the author of the Meshech Chachma and the Or Sameach, very major, major 19th and early 20th century Lamdin, Posek, and Parshan on the Chumash. So Meir Simcha was once at Reb Mendel Zaks' house. Reb Mendel Zaks was the son-in-law of Yechav Tzchaim. So he was at Reb Mendel Zaks' house on Erev Tisha B'Av. And Reb Mendel Zaks walked in and he saw his guest, Reb Meir Simcha, learning from a sefer. And he kept learning and learning past Chatzos, and he was learning the Sefer until Tisha B'Av. And Reb Mendel Zaks came in, he said, Reb Meir Simcha, it's Erev Tisha B'Av after Chatzos. How could you learn this this Sefer in Halacha? So Reb Meir Simcha responded, don't worry, I've been reading the Sefer all day, and I've only seen Dvarim Rhyme. So it's not a very enjoyable Sefer. So, okay, so that there's a heter for, apparently. He didn't enjoy the Divrei Torah, so he felt that was okay. So there's an Isser to learn Torah on Tisha B'Av, there's an Isser to learn on Erev Tisha B'Av. Even Shechalios B'Shavas, according to the Ramah, a lot of the poskim disagree with that and are makel on that. We saw the reasoning for why you can't learn Erev Tisha B'Av, even though it's not avelus, especially on Shabbos, not avelus. And that's the problem of learning Torah, either because of Mesam Chelev or because it's distracting from the goal of Tisha B'Av, which is mourning and avelus, and this is going to detract from that focus. There are different types of learning a person can do. Now, we know the Shulchan Aruch is going to tell us, as I mentioned before, the Shulchan Aruch is going to tell us in Siman Tav Kof Nun Dalet that you can't learn regular Torah, but you could learn Eicha, you could learn Kinos, you could learn the Gemara's in Gittin about the Churban Abayis, you could learn Hilchos Avelus. The post can basically assume anything with a basically centered on depressing things, even if some other messages might come out of it, even learning a Sefer Musar, some of the post can talk about, even though Musar Sefer is not about destruction and Avelus, but it is somber. Anything that's sort of somber in its nature, you can learn on Tisha B'Av. But there's really two types of learning, no? There's the learning where you open a book and you read it and glance and, you know, do a survey read of the book. That's one type of learning. It counts for something. Then there's another type of learning called Iyun, or Pilpul. Really getting into depth into what you're learning. Really taking it seriously and trying to, you know, trying to hash out all the sugya, kasha, teretz, and trying to understand very deeply. Are you allowed to learn like that on Tisha B'Av? Let's say you're learning Hilchos Avelus. But you have a kasha and a teretz and a lumdus and an explanation. Is that permissible?
I feel like that's got to be a no.
So the Mishnah Berurah says, no way. He says like you. He says like Gabriel. No way. You can't learn like that on Tisha B'Av. Why?
Too much juice.
It defeats, exactly. That's a good way to say it. It defeats the purpose. That's the good stuff. That's the good stuff. And some of the poskim do quote that learning B'Iyun is problematic on Tisha B'Av, even if it's the Dvarim Harayim, even if it's those depressing sugyas.
Well,
that's what the Mishnah Berurah does say. He's quoting a Magen Avraham, who passed like that. The Magen Avraham is famous for saying that. The Aruch HaShulchan and many other poskim disagree. The Aruch HaShulchan says, you can't tell someone to learn and not have questions. You can't tell someone to learn and not have answers to those questions. How is he supposed to, like, almost like onus arpana patre? Are you kidding me? You can tell him to learn and say, but don't ask any questions. Don't get deeper into it. Don't understand it. So what are you telling him to do already? They say in the name of Chaim Soloveitchik that they asked him this question. Are you allowed to learn bi'iyun? It's a nice view. It's a nice area. Are you allowed to learn bi'iyun on Tisha B'Av? And he said, I don't understand. The Shulchan Aruch says you're allowed to learn Dvarim Harayim. So they said, yeah. He says you're allowed to learn Dvarim Harayim. It doesn't say if you're allowed to learn bi'iyun or only a straight look. So the Rav Chaim said, not learning bi'iyun is not called learning. If you learn in a way that you don't understand what you're learning, that is not called Talmud Torah. So how could, of course that's what the halacha means. The Rav of Soloveitchik also was, quote, so to speak, makel on this, that you're allowed to learn B'Iyun. He gave a little bit of a different explanation. It comes back to what Gavriel asked before, which is the following. He said, it's true. You learn Eicha, you just read the Psukim, it's sad. You start to ask a question and give an answer, then it's the juice, it's the pilpul, it's exciting, so it doesn't have to defeat the purpose of the day. Said the Rav, no. The deeper you get into the Inyanei Avelus, the deeper you get into the Sugyas of Churban, the deeper you get into the Kinos, into Eicha, the more of a Kiyum in the day it is. It doesn't distract from the Avelus, it intensifies the feelings of the day. You may feel something inside that I feel good about clarifying that sugya, but the messaging and the import of what you're taking in is all about Avelus, is all about Churban, and it really just deepens your appreciation, your grasp on what you're grappling with that day. Says the Rav, that's why it's impossible to say that you're only allowed to take a cursory glance at Eicha, only allowed to take a cursory glance at, you know, the third parak in Moed Katan, which is about Avelus. No, you have to dig in order to understand it even better. That's just more of a kiyum in the Avelus of the day. That's what the Rav presented. So three different approaches to why it's mutter to learn B'Iyun, but a lot of the Achronim do disagree with that Magen Avraham, the Mishnah Berurah, and say once you're allowed to learn, meaning if it's Dvarim Rayim, it's depressing things inherently, you can go ahead and learn those at a higher level and not feel like you're getting the juice, so to speak, as we said before. One more question, which the post can deal with, which is very interesting, which is the following. You have to learn Torah every day of the year. except for Tisha B'Av and Erev Tisha B'Av after Chatzos, maybe fine. Why? Because there's some sort of iser, either Masam Chelev or because it's distracting from the day. But there's a heter, there's a license to learn Dvar Harayim, things that are depressing in nature, Hilchos Avelis, Sugis of the Churban, Eicha, Kinos, etc. So there's some types of things you're allowed to learn. Once we know, listen to this, this is interesting. Once we know there's a license, a heter, a reshus, permission to learn this type of learning, is there a mitzvah? Am I chayiv to? Meaning, am I off? Is it an off day? And like, if you want, you could learn Eicha. Or no. You're totally on today. This is a work day. You got to learn, but you could only learn these things. Which one is it? Is there a chiv to learn Dvar Maharayim or a heter to learn Dvar Maharayim?
I would say.
Okay, so we can end the shir here.
I would say
heter.
Okay, why? Anyone have any reasons?
Because the initial psak, the way that everything's been going, seems like.
Asar.
You're not allowed to. And
good.
It's like this was a workaround to break through
good.
The fact that you're not allowed.
So,
excellent.
So,
I hear that.
So you could learn.
I hear that.
Not a chiyuv that you
I mean,
have
the starting point is aser. So you can't go from aser to mitzvah.
So I'm going to go with the chiyuv because an onen is one who's potter. We're not onen.
No, an avol.
An avol.
And shiva.
In shiva, you're not allowed to learn, but it's the difference between an onen and an avol is slight. But there is a difference. An avol can learn. He has to study the hilchos of avelus. I mean, that's what we've read.
Excellent. So
we bought that book. We read that book every day. We had a chavrusa.
Do you have a chiyuv to learn when you're an avol?
Oh, so it's the same question.
I think that you have a chiyuv to learn every day.
It's the exact same question. Rav Avadia Yosef has your shaila, or really your shaila on what your father was saying, in his Sefer Yabia Omer, in Chelek Ches of Yeradeh and Simen Lamed Hey. There, Rav Avadia Yosef has a discussion about whether an avel is chayiv in Talmud Torah or just allowed to learn certain things, which is exactly the same question we're asking about Tisha B'Av. Now, like I said before, there may be differences and distinctions between avel and Tisha B'Av. It's different sources for the Isser, but they are at least somewhat comparable, so we have to look for proofs that apply to both. The Achronim quote a Ritva in Meseches Moed Katan and a Rashi later in Meseches Moed Katan as well, who both imply that not only are you not allowed to learn certain things on Tisha B'Av, but you're totally potter from the midst of Talmud Torah, like Gabriel said, on Tisha B'Av, there is no chiyuv to learn whatsoever. There is a heter, a license. It's aser, except it's mutter to do this. But there's no mitzvah to learn Dvar Maharayim. He's just allowed to learn Dvar Maharayim. The Haraya, an interesting proof that they quote from the Shibolei Aleket, who quotes the Gaonim, the Shibol Aleket is found in Maseches Machos. He says that there were some Gaonim who paskin, this is so interesting, that when you wake up in the morning on Tisha B'Av, you should not say a Birchas HaTorah. And when a person wakes up, Rachman al Islam is an Avel, they should not say a Birchas HaTorah. I don't understand. If I'm potter from... I'm sorry?
It's part of
tefillah. Okay, so there might be situations in which we end up saying certain things during davening, which are Talmud Torah, which are Mechayev and a Birchas Torah, but imagine a person wasn't going to do the Seder HaYom.
But you're only Mechayev that bracha if you have a mitzvah.
Oh, exactly. So that's what... Exactly. So that's the Achronim say over here. They say, if there's a mitzvah to learn on Tisha B'Av or in Avelus, so you guys say a Birchas HaTorah, there's a mitzvah. But if you're potter completely, like you said before, then there's no birchas mitzvah on learning during Tisha B'Av, during Avelis. That's what some of the Achronim quote from the Shibola Lekker from the Gaonim.
But wouldn't that mean then that even if you do learn on Tisha B'Av, you're not being Mekayim a mitzvah?
That's another level of discussion, whether...
Like you're just doing it because, like, for whatever reason, you can't...
Yeah, whatever, like,
you gotta say Kriya Shema B'Zman.
The post can talk about that as well. Does that count as a mitzvah Talmud Torah or not as a question? Yeah. Okay. No, these are the next level of discussion, correct. But we're saying at the base level, is there a chiv or not? So these posts can say not. That being said, you're not alone on this either. Rav Asher Weiss supports that view in a couple of places. He quotes that Ritva, and he quotes probably that Shibolei Leket. Rav Avadia Yosef quotes it as well. But Rav Avadia himself and the Rav Asher Weiss's Rebbe, the Divrei Yatziv, the Kleisenberger Rebbe, he has a long tshuva about this, and they all argue, are you kidding me? There's no such thing as just mutter to learn Torah. It's either a mitzvah or it's not a mitzvah. And there is a mitzvah to learn Torah on Tisha B'Av. No question about it. You can't learn certain things. That's the starting point. There is a mitzvah, like every other day of the year, to learn Torah on Tisha B'Av. You cannot learn X, Y, and Z, but A, B, and C, you must learn. So we never removed the mitzvah of learning on Tisha B'Av. We limited the mitzvah of learning on Tisha B'Av to certain areas of learning. But you're absolutely chayiv, you're absolutely obligated to learn Torah on Tisha B'Av. There's no question about that. You can't change that halacha, say some of the poskim, again, some of the Achronim, Divrei Yatziv, and the Rav Avadia Yosef as examples. Shlomo Zalman, Auerbach writes about, or it's quoted in his name about this in a few places, he points to an interesting tshuva in Tshuvas Chassam Sofer. The Chassam Sofer was the son-in-law of? Excellent. Very good. Yeah, I don't think that was his first father-in-law, but his second or third wife, his first wife or first two wives, I forget, passed away. So he married Rabbi Kiva Eger's daughter, correct? And there's a, they quote a tshuva where he wrote to Rabbi Akiva Eiger a whole pilpul, a whole lumdus. And if you look at the dates, the way Chassam Sofer introduces it, it's clear. He says, it's clear. He says that he was an avelus when he wrote the tshuva. And Rosh Hashanah says, you see from here a proof that even the Chassam Sofer was learning pilpul and lumdus and going back and forth and, you know, darshaning up a sugya even while he's an avelus. Shlomo Zalman says that's not the proper way to act. The whole time during Avelis, you got to focus on sitting Shiva, Rachman Al Son, that's the Avoda. But apparently, the Chassam Sofer felt at least he could take a break from that, or at least he could enhance that feeling through some Talmud Torah bitpilpul, as it appears in that tshuva. Either way, Rav Asher Weiss has a beautiful comment where he says, how could it be that there's no mitzvah of Talmud Torah once a year? Like, it's a mitzvah all the time. And I understand that it's limited to certain Dvar Maharayim, but how could it be that Chazal totally removed the mitzvah of learning entirely? How could that possibly be? So he says such a beautiful answer. He has three approaches, but one of them is just stand out. He says, the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, listen to this, is important. The mitzvah of Talmud Torah is not to learn. It's not a cerebral, you know, approach to the Gemara in front of you. It's not an intellectual pursuit. The mitzvah of Talmud Torah, and he quotes a famous Rav Avraham Menahar, about the which the Igle Tal quotes in his Nakdama to his Sefer on Hilchos Shabbos. The mitzvah of Talmud Torah is about gaining Simchas Torah. It's about, I think the Lashon is, lehis anig ulehanos midivrei Torah. That a person has to enjoy and really soak up and take it into his heart and appreciate the Torah he's learning. Now, we don't always feel that at the same level. Sometimes it's more, sometimes it's less. But says Rav Asher, if you give me a Talmud Torah that is devoid of Simcha, that is not the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. It's a rishus. You're allowed to learn, and maybe you'll get some sort of kiyum. You did a good thing on Tisha B'Av, but it can't be that that's the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Because a mitzvah of Talmud Torah that's bereft, that's missing any form of happiness of Simchas HaTorah, that's not the full level of Talmud Torah. Such a beautiful, poignant answer. But let's go back to the other point, which is what we'll end with, which is that a lot of the poskim do say that there is a mitzvah of Talmud Torah on Tisha B'Av. So then we'll get back to what Gabriel said. I don't understand. Which way is it? Aser, but mitzvah? Come on. I hear aser, but mutter. But to mutter, to learn a few types of Torah. But you're going to tell me that the day of Tisha B'Av, which is the day, the one day on which a person is not allowed to learn Torah because it's too enjoyable or too distracting, and you're going to tell me on that day there's still a mitzvah, an obligation, a chiv to learn Torah? Those two things are such a contradiction, such a stira. So I saw, and I give credit to Rabbi Yosef Kolinsky, who's a Los Angeles native, people might know him, who actually pointed me to this piece by Moshe Shapiro in a beautiful sefer that I do have at home, Baruch Hashem. So I was able to look up where he asks this question, and he gives such an excellent approach. Not only does he explain why it could be, how it could possibly be, that there's an Isser of Talmud Torah and also a Mitzvah of Talmud Torah at the same time, but he actually extends it and explains why Tisha B'Av is not only a day where there's a heter to learn, but Tisha B'Av is actually the day of Talmud Torah, and it's a day of Kabbalah Satorah. Which sounds like a stira, sounds like a contradiction. Let's just figure it out for 1 second. He quotes the Gemara in Yuma, famous Gemara in Yuma, Daf Nun Dalet, which says that when the destruction was happening, the Churban was happening, so the Goyim pulled out the Kruvim from the Mikdash, and what did they see? The Kruvim were Me'urim Zevizeh. They were embracing. Now, the Ritva asks a question there. I don't understand. The Kruvim used to either face each other or face away from each other. What did that depend on?
How
Bnei Yisrael were acting, exactly. If we were doing the Ratzon Hashem, the Kruvim were embracing. If we were not doing Ratzon Hashem, they would turn the other way. This was the time of Churban. Which way would you expect to find the Kruvim?
Facing our, but
opposite each other. And yet you pulled out the Kruvim and they were facing each other during the Churban HaMikdash. The Ritva says, what in the world is happening over here? Were we doing Ratzon Hashem during the Churban? I don't get it. The Ritva gives his answer. Rav Moshe Shapiro says a beautiful, beautiful point. He says, there are two types of times in a person's life when a Kabbalah HaTorah and a Gilui HaTorah is necessary and exists. The first is when we're doing Ratzon Hashem. When we're being Mekayim the Torah, when we're learning, when we're davening, when we're doing mitzvos, when we feel like as an individual and as a community, we are embracing Kadosh Baruch Hu's word, the Kruvim are facing each other, showing us that this is a time of Kabbalah HaTorah. The Kruvim, by the way, Mibein HaKruvim, is where the Dvar Hashem would emanate from, the Pesukim tell us. That's where HaKadosh Baruch Hu's voice would call out from. That's a place of Torah. It's on top of the Aron. That's the place of Talmud Torah. The Kruvim embrace. There's a Gilui HaTorah, an exposure to the whole world of the grandeur of Talmud Torah when we are engaging in Talmud Torah and mitzvos. That's one time in our lives when we experience a Gilui HaTorah. You know what the other time is? During a Churban. Why? Because what happens when we're experiencing destruction, when we're hurting, when a Kadosh Baruch Hu is punishing us? What do we realize? What's the reason for that destruction? Says the Gemara in Bava Metzia, Al-Azvam Torasi, that the Klal Yisrael left the Torah. If we abandon Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu abandons us. So what happens when we're punished for that abandoning of Torah? We see the Yad Hashem in the world, we see the Churban, we see the destruction, and we start to think to ourselves, we should really recommit to Talmud Torah. we should really get back into keeping mitzvos. We should really get back on the way that we're supposed to be going, the Derech Hashem, during a churban, the kruvim amra'urim zebzeb, because that's also a time when Dvar Hashem is emanating into the world. That's also a time where Talmud Torah is being re-realized. That's a time when we're supposed to notice the fact that Talmud Torah is so important in our lives, because when we abandon it, this is what happens. And he says such an amazing thing. He says that's why we read Parshas Va'aschanan every single year after Tisha B'Av. What's special about Parshas Va'aschanan? That's the second Aseres HaDibros. That's the second Matan Torah. Now, after Tisha B'Av, we're going to talk about Kabbalah Satorah, says Rav Moshe Shapiro. That's exactly the time to talk about Kabbalah Satorah. Because you can have a Kabbalah Satorah when you're in Israel for your year and you're learning Shtar. That's a great Kabbalah Satorah. And every Shavuos, when we're all pumped up and staying up for a Shirim all night, that's a Kabbalah Satorah. But you know when else you got to be Mekabel Torah? When you're down in the dumps. When you're sitting on Tisha B'Av on the floor, bemoaning the fact that we left the Torah, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu therefore, in some sense, in some way, left us. Says Rav Moshe Shapiro, today, Tisha B'Av, is the day of Kabbalah Satorah. It's the second type of Kabbalah Satorah, but it too is a day of Kabbalah Satorah and a day of Talmud Torah. And with that, we can understand how you could have these two contradictory features. On the one hand, there's an Isser of Talmud Torah. Pekudei Hashem Yishar Mesam Chelev. How could you be happy on Tisha B'Av? How could you distract yourself from Avelis on Tisha B'Av? But at the very same time, not only is there a heter, a license, a reshus, permission to learn Torah on Tisha B'Av, but there's actually a mitzvah to learn the Dvarim Harayim. There is a full-fledged chiyuv of Talmud Torah on Tisha B'Av. How could that be? Because today also on Tisha B'Av is a day of Talmud Torah, a day of Kabbalah Torah, a day of Matan Torah, and a day where we have to recommit ourselves to the essence of Torah, to the learning of Torah, and to the keeping of the Torah. And that's why we started with, you know, we noticed that the day of Tisha B'Av is a day where there's no Talmud Torah permissible, and yet it's the day where you find the most views on Y Torah, and the most shiurim attended, and the most people coming in the afternoon to hear a drasha about Eicha, because this is a day that the Jewish people realize that the fact that we left the Torah is the reason we're here. And the way we're going to build that Beis HaMikdash again, the way we're going to come back together and be Mekabel Torah again, is by recommitting ourselves to Talmud Torah, recommitting ourselves to Torah and Mitzvos. And B'siyat Hashmaya, this Tisha B'Av, we should all find ways to mourn. We should find ways to sit on the floor and to avoid the more enjoyable aspects of Torah, but we should certainly, certainly focus on finding ways to recommit ourselves to Kabbalah Satorah on Tisha B'Av, which is a day of Kabbalah Satorah.